Hello friends, before we begin today's lecture, I want to let you know about my Unlock God Mode experience and the special May 2024 cohort that we're going to be doing this upcoming month. Unlock God Mode is a unique 10-hour audio course that invites you on a powerful journey of awareness, intention, consciousness, and manifestation. Inside the course, you'll be taught powerful tools and manifestation frameworks to help you unlock the next level of your reality, uplevel your creation skills, deepen your relationship with yourself, and develop a limitless mind, and also tap into absolute faith and trust in the divine. We are about to begin the May 2024 Unlock God Mode cohort, so for anyone who joins Unlock God Mode this week, you will be added to the May 2024 group coaching calls. These are bonus weekly group calls with me and other members of the group, and I'll only be doing them this May. Also, as a bonus, for those that join this week, you'll receive a one-on-one personal coaching call with me to help you with any challenges or goals that you have. So head over to unlockgodmode.xyz or use the link in the show notes to lock in your spot in the Unlock God Mode experience. For those that join, this will be an extraordinary, life-changing, transformative experience for you, and I'm so excited to have you in the group. I hope to see you inside the course, and now, enjoy this episode. Hello, beautiful soul. Today we're going to talk about overcoming doubt, how to believe in the unseen, how to have faith, and how to believe in yourself. For many people who are exploring reality creation, manifestation, the law of assumption, the law of attraction, there can be these doubts that come up. Does any of this actually work? Are we all deluding ourselves? How much of the spiritual and the mystical is actually true? My journey into reality creation started with Abraham Hicks. I vividly remember reading the introduction to Ask and It Is Given. And in the introduction, Wayne Dyer says, "This book will change your life." And in some sense, it did, because that was my very first introduction to the idea that thoughts create things, that your reality can be shaped and molded by thought alone. That book opened the door to explore this idea, and then it led me to other authors such as Rhonda Byrne, James Allen, Wallace Wattles, Neville Goddard, and so many more. And yet, there were these doubts at times when I read these books, partly because I wasn't really getting results with the Abraham Hicks material. I did sense that at the core of it, everything Esther Hicks was saying in her books and in her workshops, I sensed that all of it was true. I sensed the truth of the energy that she was putting out. And now, years later, having lived through my own experiences with manifestation, having studied other teachers, having had my own mystical experiences, when I look back at her work, I understand that what she is teaching is true. That being said, I don't find her work as practical for the beginner as some of the other teachers, like Neville Goddard. So I think one major lesson from my early experiences with Abraham Hicks is to look for the results. If you resonate with someone's words, that's great, but you also have to understand, am I actually using these tools? Are these tools practical for me? Everything Abraham was teaching could be true, and I believe it is, but for me personally, I wasn't able to apply it in the same way that I've applied other teachings. So when it comes to faith and belief, don't outsource your faith or belief in a teacher or one specific model. Don't get fixated on one author, one teacher, one model of the universe. Aim to learn from as many teachers as you can, integrate all of the exercises that they teach, and above all, experiment. Put it into practice. Do the work and study your life to understand what works, what doesn't, what are the actual results you're getting. A major moment in my journey of exploring reality came from my exploration of psychedelics. The moment that I tried DMT, which is a potent psychedelic, the moment it hit me, I saw frequency, I saw energy, And that was it. I knew that it was what I had been seeking my whole life. My whole life, I wanted to see proof of the extraordinary. Show me the truth about the nature of reality. I wanted to see a UFO or astral project or see something mystical that would conclusively, definitively prove to me that there was more to reality than meets the eye. And DMT, along with mushrooms and ayahuasca and some other psychedelics, they opened that door for me. You can find more of my psychedelic stories on my YouTube channel. If you search for James Zander or go to jameszander.com, you'll find the links. But the reason I mention it in this course is if you ask the universe for a mystical experience and you hold that intention to be shown confirmation of your beliefs, to be shown more of the truth about reality, if you're truly curious and you want to know, put forth the intention, speak it out loud to God, and I can almost guarantee it that you will be led to some experience that shows you exactly that. It might be psychedelics, it might be breath work, it might be meditation, it might be something completely different, but you will be led to something that will show you the mystical. One of the things I've noticed in my life as well is that there's a certain point I reached where I just gave up being a skeptic because I just knew. I just knew that what was happening in my life was true and what I was noticing in terms of energy, manifestation, frequency, I no longer needed evidence of it because I had experienced it. I knew it on a visceral, tangible level deep down. I just saw overwhelming evidence of the laws of the universe all around me. So just like you don't wake up and try to seek evidence of gravity, you just observe your life and the way objects behave and you understand, no one needs to teach you any formula about gravity for you to get it. And that's how I see the law of attraction. That's how I see the law of assumption. I no longer need outside evidence. I just need to study my life, look closely, observe my energy and my results, and I can see the link between everything I've been thinking and everything that's coming into my life. And also, the more open you are to the mystical, the more mystical things you'll encounter. Consider that your doubts may in fact be preventing you from seeing further evidence. It's almost like a threshold. If you ask God for evidence of God's existence, you may never get it. But if you ask to know God, to experience God, you will find it. Do you see the difference? So if you're lacking in faith, ask the universe to help you know it. Don't ask for objective evidence or some sort of sign. Just ask to experience it. I experienced something profound on my DMT trip, and that was the beginning of this relationship with life where I understood certain things. I was given knowledge through these experiences, and I didn't need to ask anyone else for evidence anymore. And I wish the same for you. So if you're someone who needs that evidence, ask the universe to show you something profound or something mystical that will blow your mind. And just leave it at that. Make it a general intention and see what happens. When it comes to reality creation, the best perspective to adopt is to notice all the ways you've been creating everything already. Just studying your life and your own experiences and understanding the link between your mind and your manifestations. You're creating all the time. It's not this compartmentalized thing. Just because you didn't do the visualization or the meditation or the affirmation today doesn't mean you didn't create. You create with every word you speak, every word you think, every word you read, every judgment you make, every feeling you entertain, every memory you dwell upon, and every action you take. All of these different parts of you are speaking to the universe, and they're showing the universe who you are in that moment, what kind of signal you're emitting. And so the combination of that and the dominant patterns that emerge out of that, those become the guiding principles and the guiding beliefs of your life. So if you want proof of the laws of creation, you don't have to look very far. You just have to examine your own life, and you'll see that you never get anything but what you expect out of life. At least I see that in my own life. there really are no surprises. Everything I put out energetically, I get back. And it's an exact receipt. One thing that also helped me is understanding that I can get to wherever I want to go, even without manifestation techniques. I can actually get to anywhere I want to go with pure action. Now, of course, it's better to have your mind on board. It'll make things much easier. But you don't actually need these laws. Plenty of people who have never read Neville or Abraham Hicks or Joe Dispenza, they're out there doing stuff, living their best life. So where manifestation techniques become helpful is they help you become more conscious of what's running the show in the background. Becoming more conscious of how you're thinking, how you're acting, how you're feeling, and how your attitude is towards life. Even if you've never heard of reality creation or manifestation or the law of assumption, you would still be thinking thoughts, having feelings about them, acting on those thoughts and feelings, and bearing the fruit of your thoughts and feelings and actions. So the only thing that changes when you start applying manifestation techniques is you're helping your mind get on board with a new set of beliefs or a new pattern of thinking. And it is hugely helpful, but understand that you are creating all the time. So never feel like you need an extra technique or an extra process. Simply study your life and look at how you've been creating everything so far in your life. Look at the link between your thoughts and your manifestations. Another perspective that really helped, and this I learned from my friend Steve. Steve runs a blog called stevepavlina.com. I love his website, lots of great articles. So Steve is big on the idea that you don't have to believe in any of these tools to use them. You don't have to believe in a hammer in order to use it to hammer some nails. And so basically treating all of these manifestation tools and techniques as just that, tools and techniques. We don't actually have to put them on a pedestal or subscribe to them or assign any divine power to use these tools. We can just see them as helpful shortcuts to changing your mind. Now, this may seem like a simple distinction, a subtle distinction, but it can be very helpful. So the next time you visualize or you create a scene in your mind or you meditate on your desire or you use affirmations, try removing the requirement of belief from it. Just say to yourself, I'm just going to do this as an experiment. I have no idea if any of this stuff works, so I'm not going to tell myself to believe it or to be skeptical. I'm just going to do the exercise, apply it as best as I can, do it consistently, and watch if I see any results. And that attitude of no expectations, but just being willing to try something, that is truly a wonderful recipe for seeing results because you're not attaching any power to these tools and techniques. You're just using them the way you would use a hammer, and you're watching what happens and you're learning from it. A great metaphor is imagine you're going to the gym every day and you don't believe that you're actually going to gain muscle, or you don't believe you're going to lose the weight, but you just do the work. You come to the gym, you show up, you run, you stretch, you lift the weights, and the whole time you don't actually have to believe it's going to change your body. But you come back 4 times a week and you lift the heavy weights, you do the cardio, you do the workout, your body is going to change. So in the same way, if you take 20 minutes every day to visualize your ideal reality, you go into your imagination and you experience it as if it's already true. If you did that consistently, your mind would start shifting and changing and transforming just by the act of repetition and consistency and showing up. And the final point I want to add to this lesson is you do have to believe in one thing, and that is yourself. You don't have to believe in the techniques or that manifestation works or that law of attraction works, but you do have to believe in yourself. You have to believe that whatever you want, it's possible for you. And the way you cultivate that belief is by recognizing that everything you've ever achieved in your life, any transformation you've accomplished, it came from believing that you could do it. And you just need to find one example in your life. Here was me before, and here's me after. And everyone has got at least one of those touchstones in their life, a moment of transformation. Study that moment in your life and realize that the reason you did it, the reason something became possible for you, the reason you made the transformation happen, was you believed in yourself to get it done. You believed in yourself to be able to handle something. You believed in your own abilities. So if you're struggling with doubt and faith and belief, bring all that power back into yourself. Don't give away your power to techniques or teachers or gurus. Just come back to yourself and realize, I am a badass. I can get stuff done. I have a lot of potential and nothing is stopping me but me. So I hope this lesson gave you some new food for thought around beliefs, around faith, around dealing with doubts and skepticism. I hope it inspired you to simply experiment and study your life and use the tools and watch what happens. Today, I want you to journal or meditate about your belief in yourself and all the accomplishments you've had so far in your life, big or small, and notice the link between the successes and your belief in yourself. And then think about the goals you have right now in life, what you want to achieve or attain, and ask yourself, what part of this goal do I not believe in? Where is my belief lacking? And what is the simplest action I can take to shore up my belief? Is it a lack of knowledge? Is it a lack of other people in my life who have achieved similar things? Do I need to connect with more people who already have done this? Do I need a mentor in this area? Do I need to read more books around this or study this area more? Oftentimes, a lack of belief can be solved through more knowledge, more connections, and more experience. So make a list of the people, the books, and the experience you want to gain around your number one goal, the foundation of belief and data that you want to build around your goal. In one of our future lessons, we're going to dive into the people aspect specifically, because people are a crucial way of building your belief. But for now, I want you to just think about where are the gaps of knowledge and the gaps of connection to the new life that you want to build. What are the gaps and what are the actions you can take to start building your belief in yourself and in your goal? Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. You've been listening to a free preview of Unlock God Mode. I hope you enjoyed this lesson. If you want to unlock the full 30-day experience and listen to the full course in your favorite podcast app, head over to nevilledaily.com for more details or use the link in the show notes. Thank you for listening, and I hope to see you inside the course.